St. Luke in today's gospel emphasizes four of what are called the Beatitudes. He emphasizes the four because they relate to the cardinal virtues, the virtues of justice, the virtues of temperance, the virtues of prudence, and the virtues of fortitude. For by justice, we do not desire nor covet our neighbor's goods, but rather we covet that which is most important, the kingdom of God. And by temperance, we have want in this life in order that we may truly be filled in the life to come. Prudence chooses sorrow and suffering in this life, for it chooses according not to worldly prudence, but according to supernatural prudence and that which is pleasing to God. And so the Lord himself showed us the way when he would go to Calvary for us, what true prudence is for the believer. And fortitude inspires us to bear all things for Christ's sake. Indeed, these virtues have their natural aspect, but when we understand them as we understand them in the Christian perspective, we understand that they are not the product of any natural gifts we had, but rather the product of prayer and the sacramental life of the Church. For the cardinal virtues exercised in a supernatural way always lead the soul to that goal which God has created us for, to be united with him for all eternity in heaven. And so our Lord clearly contrasts the two. If we exercise these virtues, we are on the road to heaven. And indeed, the Lord says, if we compromise and begin to exercise these virtues in a worldly manner, then we receive the four woes and ultimately our condemnation for all eternity in hell. And so let us strive constantly to pray that we exercise the cardinal virtues in a Christian way, knowing that we cannot attain it through any natural gifts of our own, but we must attain them as we must attain all things in the supernatural life, through the life of prayer and participation in the sacramental life of the Church. And so we again show that gratitude that that the Lord, who has done all things well, has done in the mystical body that which is most well. For often we think that our Lord's miracles are the most extraordinary things he worked while on earth. But the miracles of our Lord are not the most extraordinary things, for he worked those miracles in order to guide people towards that which is most extraordinary. And what is most extraordinary in this life are the seven sacraments, and God has made them the ordinary means of our salvation. So much does he love us. And so let us, when we have become comfortable with that which is most extraordinary, let us realize that in making them the ordinary means of our salvation, the Lord has truly shown the depths of his profound love for each and every individual that he has created and that he will create. And so let us strive always to seek that which is above this world, knowing that if we exercise the cardinal virtues in the way of a Christian, we will use the things of this world as the Lord intended us, and we will never be tempted to put them ahead of that which is most important, our eternal salvation. And so let us truly rejoice this day, for the Lord tells us that as Christians we must, as it were, leap for joy. Let us rejoice because that which is most extraordinary, that which is the most extraordinary work of the Lord, he has made the ordinary means of our salvation, and he has done so for one reason and one reason only, because he loves us, he wishes us to be reconciled to God the Father, and ultimately to dwell with the Blessed Trinity for all eternity in heaven.